Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 283 for Friday, February 26th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Friday morning in follow-through selling on the heels of yesterday's sharp losses. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $2 lower, with the May contract checking in at $451.10 a ton. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less enticing from an international buyer's point of view. Weakness in European rapeseed futures contributed to the declines. Malaysian palm oil showed some minimal gains, but was still relatively lower after a week-long sell-off. Yesterday's steep losses in canola turned the bias to the downside. Demand is slowing as fresh oil seeds from South America begin to trickle onto the market. On the other side, gains in the U.S. soy complex limited the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were a cent stronger. The most active May contract was at $8.66 a bushel. According to a new report from the USDA, planted acres for soybeans in the U.S. will see little change from last year. The USDA has projected acres in 2016 at 82.5 million. That compares to 82.7 million last year. Down in Brazil, some light rain is forecast to fall in major soybean growing areas, which could slow down the harvest somewhat. Corn was a cent lower, with the May contract coming in at $3.60 per bushel. The USDA report predicts U.S. farmers will plant 90 million acres of corn in 2016, which is 2 million more than last year. Yields are expected to remain strong at 168 bushels an acre. Monday marks the expiry of the March contract. U.S. wheat was actually a cent weaker, with the May contract coming in at $4.53 a bushel. The USDA is predicting a reduced amount of wheat acres in the U.S. The agency pegged wheat acres in 2016 at 51 million. That's down 3.6 million over last year. Yields are expected to be roughly 46 bushels an acre, with production in the U.S. just under 2 billion bushels. Soft exports are keeping prices under pressure, though. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, February 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.